Welcome back to the King's Podcast, the Wellness Dive with Lucky. I'm your host, Esther Lucky. We're in March, and March is colorectal cancer month. Doctors everywhere insist on doing screening, especially if you are at risk of colon cancer. On that end, today we are joined by Dr. Atif Alvi, highly UK-trained consultant, colorectal and laparoscopic surgeon, and specialist in laparoscopic colorectal cancer surgery with more than 20 years of experience in bowel surgery. Additionally, Dr. Atif has performed more than 500 laparoscopic bowel surgeries and more than 5,000 colonoscopies over the years. Dr. Atif, thank you so much for finding the time to join us here today.
Good morning. Thanks for inviting me.
Colon cancer, colorectal cancer, bowel cancer, all this, define one thing. What is that?
Okay, basically, colon is 1.5 meter long. It comprises of colon and rectum. So this cancer is described in different names: colon cancer, colorectal cancer, bowel cancer, rectal cancer. They all mean the same. Mm-hmm. That means cancer of the large intestine.
Is it common?
It's becoming very common. The colon cancer is the second biggest killer of cancer in the world.
Wow, and that is after
most common cancer.
That is after lung cancer.
Yes.
Okay.
And the incidence of colon cancer is rising, especially in the younger age group. That's why we are more concerned about diagnosing it early. In previous years, many years ago, and this was supposed to seem to be the cancer of the older age group above 65, 70. Mm-hmm. But now the incidence of cancer is picked up in early age groups, which is quite alarming over the last few years. Therefore, initially the bowel cancer screening program in UK was over 65 years old or over 70. Now the age of screening is becoming less in the 50s in UK and in UAE especially, the incidence of bowel cancer is on the rise. So the screening age group has been reduced to 40 years.
Wow. So speaking of screening, yes, can anyone just go to the hospital, come to King's and get screened, or there are some risk factors that should lead one?
Yes. So there are some risk factors, and some people have absolutely no risk factors at all. So the risk factors generally are family history of bowel cancer, any incidence of polyps in their bowel, history of inflammatory bowel disease, the genetic background of individual patient. So some patients have risk factors, some have zero risk factors. Mm-hmm. So that's why we are more concerned of people who have no risk factors and who have no symptoms at all. Mm-hmm. So that's why we encourage people over the age of 40, especially in this country, to come forward and get themselves screened.
Okay, so is that everyone or men or women more at risk of bowel cancer?
The incidence is slightly higher in women. I mean, about 1 in 16 in men and 1 in 19 in female. But overall, over the age of 40, they should all get screened. The reason for screening is you pick up early, you get more than 93% chance of full cure. If you pick up at late stage, the chance of survival reduces dramatically. Like in early stage one, the risk of survival 5 years is more than 95%. If you pick up at stage four, the survival chance is less than 10%.
Okay, just to get it straight, anyone above the age of 40 should get screened.
Yes.
Full stop.
That's what we are encouraging. Mm-hmm. Especially, it's difficult to convince people who have no symptoms to come forward and get screened, because the general answer is, why should I get screened? I'm fit and well. Mm-hmm. So there are hidden polyps, there are small cancers or big cancers which just do not show any symptoms. And that's why we are targeting people to come forward and get themselves checked. Because even if we pick two people out of 1,000 with cancer, then we are in a global population, it's a huge number.
So you've just said that it's very difficult to convince people to get screened, yes, especially if they're not showing any symptoms.
True.
Let's talk about the symptoms. What are the symptoms that one should look out for?
Okay, the most common things to pick up for anybody is changing their bowel habits. So that should the first pickup alarm, change in bowel habits, or whether it be frequency, whether it's diarrhea, loose motions, consistency change. That's the first point. The second is rectal bleeding. Bleeding from your back passage should encourage people to get it checked. The general consensus is people's in the people's mind is, oh, I'm bleeding from my hemorrhoids piles, but sometimes it's deceiving. So rectal bleeding is the second most common reason to get checked. So bowel habit change, rectal bleeding, abdominal pain or feeling any mass in the abdomen, unexpected weight loss, and iron deficiency anemia. So somebody's anemic, losing weight, abdominal pain or mass felt, rectal bleeding and bowel habit change. These are the most common symptoms.
So if anyone is experiencing those, they should just come and get
They
treated.
should get checked, yes. At least get it checked and then decide, because these are the things which are giving you signal to get checked. So, and there's another population who have zero symptoms. So that's what we encourage people to get screened.
If you're 40 and above, zero symptoms, get checked.
Yeah, just it's simple. Some tests are very simple, and some tests are slightly more, require preparation.
Impressive.
Yes.
All right, doctor. So how does bowel cancer start? I see you brought a picture.
Yes, so I can show you a picture. So this is a tiny polyp here. So polyps are usually benign, but then a polyp can grow bigger, so bigger, 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 and then they form cancer. So if we pick up polyp at the early stage and remove it, then you are deleting the source for to become cancerous. So you can imagine tiny polyp, if you leave it alone, it grows bigger, bigger, and then becomes a nasty cancer. And this becomes an outside the bowel lining, it goes, once it's outside the bowel, it becomes stage 3 and stage 4. And then it can travel to liver, lungs, everywhere. And then your survival chance becomes less. So this the picture signifies that if you pick something early, the survival chance is much better. You are a potential candidate for complete cure.
But when it's picked up late, the chances are a bit.
So it's picked up late, stage 3, stage 4, then the chance of survival becomes less because if it's spread, then you require chemotherapy, you require surgery, you require major other organ surgery as well, such as liver or lungs.
All right. So earlier we spoke about the risk factors. What are these?
So generally, there are no known risk factors, but as I said, family history, lifestyle, sedentary lifestyle, obesity, smoking, heavy use of alcohol, diet rich in saturated fatty acids. So all these things contribute to the formation of bowel cancer. So these are potential risk factors.
Potential,
Yes.
not actual.
Not 100%, but they do basically collaborate to the risk factors. And then there's a history of inflammatory bowel disease. If somebody has ulcerative colitis or Crohn's disease for more than 10, 20 years, they are at slightly higher risk of forming bowel cancer.
You mentioned a lot about screening. How does the screening happen? For instance, here at King's.
Like we do in UK, which is highly successful over the last decades, that they start with the fecal occult blood test, like a stool test, which every 2 years people over the age of 60 have over there they be posted a stool kit test. If anybody's positive, they're invited forward to get themselves colonoscopy. Here at King's, we've started doing a FIT test. A FIT test is a very simple test, stool test. You put a stool in your monitor, and if it picks up blood, they come forward to see us, and then the second stage is to do colonoscopy.
And the diagnosis after the screening, you have to do a definitive diagnosis of
Yes,
cancer.
so the gold standard test for any bowel screening is the colonoscopy, because you put the camera and you directly visualize the bowel on a big screen. So colonoscopy we offer here to any age group. We have a team of colorectal surgeons, we have gastroenterologists, And so the bowel screening program is implemented since last year. If not fit test, stool test, then they come forward. If they have any symptoms, we book for colonoscopy.
All right, doctor, thank you. So what are the standard treatment options for the different stages of bowel cancer?
Sure. So initially, if you pick up a small cancer in the polyp on colonoscopy, we remove the polyp and send it to the laboratory. If the polyp shows small cancer with margins clear, then we do staging CT scan just to make sure it's not spread anywhere. If the polyp shows aggressive cancer, then the gold standard treatment for bowel cancer is surgery. So surgery is basically, we're doing 98% laparoscopic, that is keyhole surgery. A patient come in, we book them for surgery, we remove that part of bowel and join together. So it depends which part of the bowel has cancer. The surgery is approved according to that.
All right.
And then if these patients, when this specimen is out and it shows positive lymph nodes or aggressive disease, then we offer chemotherapy, radiotherapy. So these, they are called neoadjuvant and or adjuvant. Neoadjuvant is treatment before the surgery to shrink the tumor and make it appropriate for curative resection. And adjuvant surgery is adjuvant chemotherapy or radiotherapy is after the surgery. If the histology shows aggressive tumor and going into the lymph nodes, then patients require chemotherapy.
All right, doc. Now we've done an A to Z of colon cancer. Yeah. Can it be prevented? Is there a way, is there something one can do to prevent it?
The best preventative measure is healthy diet. Avoid food rich in red meat, saturated fatty acids, and foods with a lot of preservatives. So exercise, weight loss, avoid smoking, moderate alcohol if somebody's a heavy drinker, high fiber diet. So keep a healthy diet.
Okay. But that is not 100%.
No. But if you keep a healthy diet and look after yourself, they can be preventative.
Mm-hmm. But then there are cases where colon cancer can just appear out of nowhere, regardless if you're doing everything right.
Yes, exactly. And we have seen patients with bowel cancer with absolutely fit lifestyle, no risk factors, but still they have it. Mm-hmm. So this is something which develops within a polyp and grows. That's why we are more worried that sometimes there are no alarming signs and patients with zero risk factors still come up with cancers. So that's why we're promoting people to get themselves checked, and early diagnosis means 100% cure.
Thank you, Dr. Ati, for joining us here today.
Welcome.
Join us on the next session, the next episode, where we'll be joined by one patient, Ahmed, who was recently diagnosed with bowel cancer by Dr. Atif. Stay tuned. Until next time. Bye.